Hi guys, welcome back to Be Unapologetically You Radio. I am so happy to be back to recording podcasts. I just really needed some space to really analyze where I wanted the direction of this podcast to go, social media, and just what the message I really wanted to focus on in this world. And I just felt like I had a lot of pressure personally and just a lot of other things going on that I felt like I really couldn't give you guys like an honest perspective, just because I felt like I had so much pressure going on, and I really wanted whatever I was talking about to be coming from my heart and honestly from a place of passion as well. And so I really kind of just want to go through that process with you and kind of just explain kind of the direction I want this podcast to go. So just to nail it out there, the big thing I really want to talk about on this podcast are really two areas: personal development and health and wellness. I know that seems really broad, but I feel like those two areas really are intertwined, because in order to accomplish the body of your dreams or whatever your goal is, you have to have the mindset and put in the time and work in order to be able to feel like you're worthy of achieving that goal. And so that's really going to be the primary objective of this podcast. And of course, how to be unapologetically you when you're going through this process and continuing to be the person you want to become and working toward that step. So recently, just to kind of fill y'all in, my husband and I decided we were ready to move out of our RV. Backstory, we lived in our RV for the last 4.5 years after we moved out of New Mexico, and we wanted to save some money and really figure out kind of where we wanted to settle. So we lived in Corpus for a little while, and then we came up here, and I've been applying for jobs in my field. I graduated with a master's in kinesiology in December of 2017, and I really wanted to make sure that whoever I worked for that was in my field, it was a positive, happy environment, because if I'm going to be spending a majority of my time there, I want it to be a positive experience. So I knew it was going to take some time. And the other issue was, is I was dragging my feet applying for these jobs in this area of the world. And it really started to occur to me, why was I not applying or pursuing this field that I just went to school for and got a master's degree? Good Lord, I'm qualified. And it occurred to me that I felt like I didn't feel like I was worthy or had enough value to achieve that goal. And it just really took me some time to really work through that limiting belief in order to start to pursue jobs in this field. And I interviewed for several different positions, and I finally and more recently found a position that felt like home. And it's been the best decision I've made. I feel like you could just pinch me every day, because is this my life? I'm so happy and I'm just so grateful. And I just want you guys to know that if you want that for yourselves, you can achieve it. You just have to start taking steps toward it. And start looking for opportunities and start looking for places that you can start to be more happy and allow yourself to be more happy. One of the next podcasts I'm going to record is about self-sabotage and why we do that and kind of how to overcome it. And that's going to be key. Anywho, so we got through that and I found the new job and it's a good place. But something else that's really been on my mind that I really wanted to work on was our environment. Don't get me wrong, the RV has been one of the best blessings that we could have ever happened, because it allowed us to be minimalist. It really forced us to know what was important to us and what was not. But it was really starting to wear on me that it was time to move on to the next phase of our life. We weren't quite ready to buy a house, but we wanted to be able to feel like we had a home and a space for our babies. We have 3 dogs, Sheffer, Fairway, and T-Rex. And we also wanted to have a very aesthetically pleasing place as well. Environment is a huge important factor for me, a lot more than I ever realized, because I feed off my environment. So if my environment is not clean, bright, happy, it reflects in my disposition and my personality and my attitude. And so it was really important for us to find a place that we felt like it was at home. And also, AJ had so many bad experiences with apartments. He really didn't want to feel like we were in a traditional apartment, if at all possible. So we just kind of started to explore that endeavor, and we were over on one side of town the other month, and I saw that this place had a leasing sign. So I was like, well, we might as well just go check it out. we explored. It was cool. It was awesome, but it didn't look like it was going to be the place for us. As we were leaving the place, I saw another place that said now leasing. It was a brand new facility, and I figured, you know, we're already here. We might as well go check it out. We walk into this apartment complex and get a tour, and it was like this place was created for us. The apartment that we ended up selecting had concrete floors. They have this ginormous dog park that is amazing, and also have one part of the dog park is turf, so that way when it's raining, hey, we're in Houston, it always rains. You know, you're not having to completely scrub your dog out of all the mud and the grass. We're also conveniently located near a lot of areas toward downtown Houston, but we're not technically in downtown. The management is phenomenal, and they're super understanding and helping us figure out where everything is, make sure we're accommodated and happy and having events here. It was truly like this place was made for us. And it was just so like shocking how when you just put it out there that you were ready for a change, how the universe will start to put things in line. So we looked at many different sizes and we toured several different types of apartments, and we ended up deciding on just a small one bedroom with a patio because we didn't want to have more than we wanted to clean. And also we didn't really want to take on too much rent, at least at this point. Though we feel like the rent for this place is so worth it just because of the amenities that we have. And we also got a garage, which makes AJ so happy. AJ is a gearhead and he's just so happy to have a place for his car and his tools and everything. It's just awesome for it not to be in my house. So we got through that and we figured out this is the place we wanted to be. And once we got the numbers, we sat down when we got home and we started to discuss, how do we make this happen? We don't have to pay barely anything for this RV and our spot and anything. What do we have to do in order to make this dream become a reality to go into this new phase of our lives? And so we just sat down and we just started to see where our money was going, what we needed to do to really make it happen. And what it came down to is when we were just ready to just move forward and go to this place, we were going to have everything we needed. It was all a matter of fact of us just having faith and moving forward, that it was going to work out and that I was going to have enough money and he was going to make enough money for us to make this work. And so about a month and a half after we toured it, we came back and we retoured a couple things just to ask questions and make sure this was the right place for us. And we determined that it was the place for us, and we just made sure everything was in alignment and just went for it. We would take on extra work where we needed to do. We didn't go out barely any, just to save as much money as we could for like the deposit and everything. But it was really not a matter of can we afford it. It was a better question of how can we afford it. And for us, it was a means of rearranging our finances, and also for me to make sure that whatever job that I was going to do when I switched jobs, that it was enough to bring in an income for us to be able to afford this place, but also to be able to afford any other needs and also to fill my inner purpose. And it worked out that way. But it seems like the last year and a half was everything that we needed to experience in order to be prepared for this challenge and this next stage of our life, especially now looking back into it. We had a lot of mindset work that we had to go through. We had negative mindsets about money and our health and wellness, and that we were comfortable, when in reality that if we're not progressing for us, we weren't going to be as happy. And so that meant that this move was going to force us to really address, are we happy in all the areas of our life? And then if not, what do we have to do to become happy? So for us, that meant to really go back and focus down into our health and wellness, to spend more time playing with our dogs and walking and loving on them, to have more time together as a family, to make time and space and have a happy environment here in our home that is aesthetically pleasing. And so that transformation was ginormous, and it is amazing how simple that is, but how quickly all of a sudden that all went together. And the big thing I just really want you guys to gain from this and my experience is that there's anything that you want to have happen, whether it be you want to be healthier, you want to be happier, you want to make more money, or whatever the case may be, you can do it. the matter of fact is that anything is possible when you start to believe that it is possible. Don't start to think about how to do it. Just start focusing on your mindset, and then there will be opportunities and things that will come into place, or you will have thoughts to be able to make it happen. Sometimes we worry too much about the how versus really sitting there and focusing on that I can piece of the puzzle. And once you really start to think about the I can piece and really start to believe it, your perspective will totally shift and you will start to see the things around you in a completely new perspective, and it will allow you to be able to see those opportunities to make that dream become a reality. So I hope you guys really enjoyed this little update and kind of this lesson that I learned recently, and I can't wait to talk to you guys in the near future. Have a great day. Bye.